We are going to get started with our media availability here following Bush Poll qualifying for Sunday's Consumers Energy 400. We are joined by our second fastest qualifier, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18, Interstate Batteries Toyota. We will open it up to questions for Kyle. We'll start there with Rob and then go to Reed.
Rob Tiongson of thepodiumfinish.net. Kyle, I thought it was pretty neat that when you won at Pocono, you mentioned how the big three are kind of trading punches with each other out this summer, and it looks like here again, it might be the same case here on Sunday. So you're the highest of the big three this weekend, starting-wise. But how do you feel about your chances to win here on Sunday?
This has always been a tricky place for me and trying to be able to find the right setup and get it to where we need it. We did the same thing again there in qualifying as we typically do here. We're always a step behind, it seems, when we go out there for the first run, but then we make adjustments to it each and every run and we get better and have a shot or get closer to the front at least. And so just missed it a little bit today for being able to get the number one spot where we want to be, to get that number one pit spot, because that's really important here at Michigan. So, we'll see how Sunday goes, but typically this, I wouldn't say Michigan's one of our best places.
We'll go to Reed.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. Kyle, it looked like going into three, you were on pace for the pole. Were you just unable to get to the gas as soon as you needed to?
I thought three and four would went okay. Certainly, I don't think it was my best time through there. But, the first couple runs, we've been fighting loose. And so you kind of drive a little bit differently in order to be ready for the loose situation. And then on the final run, we were tight. So, you guard your entry or guard your center or whatever you do for the loose, and that doesn't happen. And then you're tight, and then you're too tight because you guarded for the loose. So, just ever so slightly just missed it, I guess. But, overall, I didn't think we were going to qualify there. So we're certainly pleased with that. Denny's been really, really fast so far from unload. So, good for them to capitalize on that.
Any additional questions for Kyle? We'll go back to Rob.
Rob Tiongson, thepodiumfinish.net. They mentioned during the qualifying telecast that it seems like Daniel Suarez has kind of taken after your approach and become more confident this season as opposed to past years here in NASCAR. Would you say that sentiment is pretty true? And what has he brought to the table for you and your team that's kind of made you guys feel a little bit stronger about your efforts?
I'm not sure that I've really given him any confidence, but I guess, just they've kind of mimicked more towards the 18 car as far as setup and things like that, I guess, just from my understandings of talking with Daniel. And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I'm not sure. I was really, really loose to fire off our first round of qualifying, and looked like so was Daniel. So unfortunately, he just wasn't able to make it through on a lap and get a time in for them to be able to work on it. Where we did, and we got better throughout the round. So, it certainly is. It's good to see him running better. Certainly, we know that he's capable of it. He's won races before. He's been competitive before, and hoping that all four of us at JGR can be a strong contingent here the rest of the year.
We'll go to Chris.
Hey, Chris Knight, GetFence.com. Kyle Noah was in here earlier today, and he said that he talked to you a lot over the past week about this weekend's race at Michigan, and he feels like what you said could help him for tomorrow. How was he receptive to the kind of advice you gave him?
Good. I think that Noah does his homework, which a lot of drivers do and some drivers don't. But Noah's one of those that's working hard and certainly asking some questions and did a good job this week. So hopefully Michigan's a tough race. It's such a chess match. You try to tell a guy how to move a piece, and you could tell him the exact same way to move that piece as you did before, but the match is different, so it doesn't mean the same outcome. And come on, I'm not scared. Let's go. So it's obviously he's got to be able to play his game and strategize his way of what he's got to do with his pieces. So Michigan's tough that way.
Anything final for Kyle before we introduce Denny? We'll wrap up with Nate here for Kyle.
News of the weekend, or the news of the week about leadership change in NASCAR. Do you have a relationship with Jim France, and with him now being interim CEO, would you like to have more of one if you don't know him very well yet?
Yeah, I probably would admit that I have a better relationship with Jim than I did Brian. I've seen Jim around. I've talked to him a few times. He's kind of been more of the IMSA side, obviously, for NASCAR, and now is on our side here with the stock car side. So You know, I'm looking forward to building that relationship more and seeing what all that entails. It's very, very early. This is his first opportunity to be at a racetrack here this week. So I believe he's here, and we're supposed to meet tonight. But, you know, I'm looking forward to that. I think that there needs to be a good dialogue between the leadership of NASCAR, whoever that is, from top through the next 10, and the drivers and the team owners and stuff like that. And, you know, hopefully Jim can be that guy that can give us that type of confidence in everything going on.
All right, Kyle, thanks for joining us today. All right, we're now joined by Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Office Toyota, who is our Busch Pole Award winner for Sunday's race here at Michigan. We will open it up to questions for Denny. We'll start there with Rob.
Danny, congrats on the pole. Rob Tiams from theponyfish.net, by the way. Congrats on the pole. First question is, like, you've seen Kyle in the big three basically punch it out every week, but how do you feel, first of all, about getting your first win this season? And secondly, what's the biggest challenge with Michigan, even though the repaving has kind of worn out over the years?
Yeah, I mean, it's we're working hard, and every team works hard, but I especially, you know, I've worked harder in the last 2 months for sure than I ever have had to before to figure out what we need to do to be better and be faster and, you know, get better finishes. And, you know, unfortunately last week we had a bad finish because of a, you know, something that I felt like I was out of our control with that pit stop deal with Brad. But we're starting to see results. I mean, it's, you know, you can definitely see that we're gaining speed, gaining momentum, even though the finish doesn't necessarily show it. So I'm very optimistic about this week. You know, this is a racetrack that we've had success at before, and you know, never qualified on the pole here before. But we have a car that has been driving good all day, and if we can duplicate that and have it driving the same in race trim, it should be a great day for us.
Go down here to Reed.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. You've won a race every year since your rookie year, at least one race a year. Is that an important streak for you to keep going?
It is. It is a very important streak. I mean, I think about it. I thought it was all over in 2013, the year that I broke my back, and we won in the final race of the season to keep the streak alive. So, you look back at the really great drivers of NASCAR, and they had long streaks, 10 years and above, of winning in a row. And you just want to keep that going for sure. It's important.
Anything more for Denny? We go here to Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Two questions. First, you talked about, like, that you feel like you're running better and then the results aren't really indicative of it. In some ways, do you feel like you have as much or more speed than last year, even though I know you don't have a win yet this year? It seems like I've talked to some people who say it's kind of perplexing why the finishes haven't been there.
Yeah, and it's been just crazy things that have happened that you think, you know, can't possibly happen. We've had a tremendous amount of bad luck, and, you know, luck and preparation, you get into that whole quote thing, but I mean, last week is luck from our standpoint. I mean, we weren't doing anything, and then we got a penalty from our side, from someone running over our pit crew guys. So that was a crazy sequence, even weeks before that. But as far as speed, off the front three guys, I feel like we have been off a little bit all year. I feel like there was this time in the spring and early summer where I felt confident we were the fourth fastest car every week. And then, you know, the last month and a half came and we just struggled at some racetracks, and I just, perplexing that the cars wouldn't drive correctly or not the way that I needed them to drive. And now we're starting to turn back the other way and start to be pretty fast again. So I think we've really worked on the right things to get us to this point. And nothing is more frustrating than working as hard as I have and the team has over the last 2 months and not getting any results. Now, hopefully, these two poles in a row will lead to leading more laps, winning more stages, and then winning races, and then becoming someone that can contend with the top three guys. That's the ultimate goal. We can't take anything for granted at this point. We've got to go out and earn our – passing through the first round of playoffs used to be just a breeze. And a month and a half ago, I said, man, I'm scared we can't get through the second round. And so if we run like this and we keep this speed up, we will be fine.
All
And then same question for you, for Kyle. How well do you know Jim France? Are you hoping to develop more relationship with him? And I guess he's going to be at the council meeting tonight, apparently. Or?
Yeah, I don't know him that well. I've spoke with him just briefly a few times, just greeting at certain events that NASCAR has. But, you know, I kind of think it's a lot like Coy and Joe. You know, Coy was over on the motocross side. Now he's kind of over on the Cup side. It's kind of that same thing with Jim. You know, he was over on the IMSA side. Now he's over here on the Cup side. So I think it's a, you know, he's obviously said that he's not a very talkative guy. But their whole family has done a great job of, you know, really rejuvenating some of their racetracks and making them better. And I'm glad that they're reinvesting in our sport. And they obviously are in here for the long haul. So I'm confident in Jim doing the right job.
We'll go back to Rob and then go to Chris.
Rob Tiangson of thepodiumfinish.net. Danny, some lighter questions for you. My first question is, you showed how you got your Joe Gibbs shirt back on Twitter. The first question is, have you gotten that hat back? And then secondly, it's Kids Drive NASCAR Month, and being a father, how important is it for you to have kids come into the sport and enjoy it as well as like the long-term fans have, you know, done so?
Yeah, I did, and that was an awesome gift that I got from FedEx. They managed to surprise me all the time with, you know, gifts and things that I never expect them to do. And, you know, they knew about that hat that I'd lost. My parents told me not to go to school with that hat. I was going to lose it, and I sure did. And, you know, they were able to get me the same hat that I lost. I just need Joe's signature on it. So I'll get that on Sunday. And, you know, the Kids Drive NASCAR, I mean, that's ultimately how I decided I want to be a race car driver. I went to a race when I was 5 years old at Richmond, and it took about 2-3 laps of the cars going around for me to realize that, you know, racing was in my blood. It was my passion. I loved the smell of the tires and the fuel and the sound when the cars went by. It was just mesmerizing for me, and it's what we did every Sunday is watch NASCAR races. But going to one for the first time, that changed my outlook of what I wanted to do.
I'll go to Chris.
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchFans.com. Danny, you know, there's a lot of consensus that the big three will go to the Homestead, Miami, and then there'll be open for a fourth driver. Do you guys feel like that maybe you guys can be that fourth driver and maybe even be one of the top three? I mean, because who knows what could happen between now and the end of the playoffs?
Well, that's what we're working for, and we're going to assume that they make all three of them make Homestead because, you know, at this point, you know, with the lack of playoff points, it's my opinion, you know, we can run up front a lot for sure. But I think we need to win in the third playoff bracket stage. I think that winning at Phoenix, Texas, or Martinsville needs to be on our agenda if we're going to go to Homestead. That is unless we start winning right now. So we're obviously sure we want to be the fourth driver, but we can't just assume that past results are going to make us run well. We have to work extra hard, and that's what we're doing, and that's what you're seeing right now.
Anything final for our Busch Pole Award winner? All right, Danny, thanks for joining us. Oh, sorry, Lee. I didn't see your hand. I'll go up to Lee.
Back to the Jim France thing. Do you think that whoever is running the sport needs to be visible and accessible to the drivers?
Well, I think that all, yeah, I mean, accessible, you can, you know, everyone has been accessible, I would say. Visible, you know, I don't know whether you have to be visible or not, but certainly it doesn't hurt, you know, to show your face here and there. And, you know, Brian came to, you know, handfuls of races a year, and there was a lot of work, you know, I know he did that we never saw. So I believe that he had a passion for this sport and making it better, and he was in a lot of meetings that we never even knew about. So, you know, just because you're seen doesn't necessarily always mean that you're working harder. Thanks.
All right, Danny, thanks for joining us. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks.